your past hurts that even though you don't want them to be, are somewhat still active within you. And one of the things that is keeping them active within you is working with other people who are still there. So they keep that tug of war going on. They keep pulling you back to it, you see. It's beneficial, much more beneficial for them for you to work with them than it is for you. But you can have it all. You can tune into who you really are and bring everyone up the emotional scale.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
I'd like to continue sort of on this, the theme that the previous lady was asking about in the vein of the whole mental health arena. One of the things that seems to be, that is noticed within that community is that when people don't see any improvement from their symptoms of mental illness, or it gets worse, oftentimes that will devolve, if you will, into psychosis. Hallucinations that are auditory or visual or of any of the five senses, but none of that most other people aren't experiencing, and they're usually very painful or problematic, devaluing in some matter. I understand that it's about disconnection, but where do those things emanate from?
Every thought that is thought still exists. And law of attraction is the manager of those thoughts too. So there are literally rivers or streams of thoughts that have been generated by those thinkers who have been outside of the vortex while they've been thinking that you have access to when you tune your vibrational frequency to that. In other words, it is in fact what makes people pronounce that there is a war of good against evil. Because they can feel that it is a thought that is bigger than what they've got going on really deserves. And they figure, therefore, there must be a source of it. And therefore, that source must be asserting itself. And we say it's just law of attraction, but it's just an indication of where you're offering your vibration. It makes sense, doesn't it, when you think about law of attraction, that whatever it is you've got going on will get bigger. You hear us tell the story. If you've got some negative emotion and you don't know what it means and you don't do anything about changing the thought to release it, don't worry, it will get bigger. And in time, it gets big enough that you start reaching into the corners of your world and actually attracting thoughts that have been left by others. In other words, it's what thought forms are, you see. And you don't need to worry about them because they're always around. But you've heard us tell the story. It's probably the most predominant story we tell about the woman who was going across the Bay Bridges and felt panic attack. And we said, probably thought forms. And she didn't like the idea of that. And we said, well, they've been there all along. There are thought forms on the bridge of people that are having the highest high of their life. And there are thought forms on the bridge of people who were afraid as they went across the bridge because they saw the news and they saw that bridge fell on somebody during an earthquake some time ago. And so all kinds of thought forms are there because all kinds of people have had all kinds of thoughts while they've been on the bridge. The question we said to the woman that we were talking with, the question is, why are you rendezvousing with those thought forms now when you've been crossing this bridge for years and you've never been rendezvousing with those fearful thought forms before? And she said, my neighbor was burglarized and we've been going to burglar meetings and trying to decide whether we're going to get a neighborhood watchman or whether we're going to put bars on our windows. And we said, sounds like a different subject, a burglary and thought forms on the bridge, but it's the same subject. Of vulnerability. She had been going, having conversations that made her feel vulnerable, and in her vulnerable vibration, she now had access to something that had been there all along that she'd never had access to before.
So then how, when someone is so convinced, or that is their experience of their reality, how do you begin to coax them towards the call of source as opposed to the dominant vibration of law of attraction?
We would say to them, first, you can't do it without giving them the whole picture. In other words, we would explain to them that you are source energy and that things are supposed to go well for you. And when they're not going well for you, you're taking it really hard. And this is an example of you're taking it really hard. And then we would explain to them that they are more vibrational than they are anything else. And just like a radio tuner, they can tune their vibration to something that is pleasing or they can tune their vibration to something that is not pleasing. They can go to a movie.